wanted to change to the gas heat, and they were putting in the natural gas here. So we found that it was going to be quite expensive and just almost impossible to put that gas in. The old house was built so close on the ground. And so then I went back to work down here at Sweetwater. I can sew too. And I ran a machine down there, and I worked down there for 2 years, and that was just to be temp. So I retired after that, and I've just been retired except to I feed the Rotary Club down at the Methodist Church on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they were just out of a place to go, you know, they wanted a good eating place, and the men were losing interest, and our preacher, asked me, my sister told him that I would probably be interested in it, and he said, well, I'm going to let them meet in the church, that is, if the church board agrees to it. And she told him she thought I'd be interested in it. So he said, well, you really think she will? So I've been with them 2 or 3 years down there, you know, just doing that just to have something to do, you know, sure. Just to keep from retiring just entirely.
Yeah. Well, so you've really had a...
Oh, I really had a career.
Really had a career. Now, about your schooling, could you give me the names of the schools and the grades you completed?
I completed the ninth grade here. Mm-hmm. Now, Professor Bryan, who was the only one I ever went to was he and his wife, Mrs. Bryan, and he. And that's all. I was going to teach. Well, then you had to stand a state examination and get your license to teach. And I did that. He taught these normal schools, you know, in the summertime, teachers normal, they called them. And we spent...
Now, was this the professor and his...
Yes.
And this was above the ninth grade?
That was above the ninth grade, yes.
And how long did you study with him?
I studied with him, 2 years. Mm-hmm. Or 2 or 3 years. And then I married when I was 18, so I never taught very much. Then my husband didn't want me to teach. And then after he died, then I went to, you know, to helping them out over here because they couldn't get teachers.
Yes.
You know how scarce it was during the war.
Yeah.
They wanted better jobs. Of course, they didn't pay me anything, but it meant a lot to me.
Sure. Have you done any traveling in your life out of this section of the country, outside this section?
Well, I've been not a great deal. I've been to Ohio, and I've been to Florida several times, but I believe that's about all the traveling I've ever done.
All right. Could you tell me where your mother was born?
She was born here. My father was too.
How much education did your mother have?
My mother had only a grammar school, you know, about seventh grade, I think, something like that.
What about your father?
Father, he didn't have any high school. He was the kind that threw his English book out the window and didn't like to study. But now, he was a smart man. I mean, he had a lot of good common sense.
Well, back then, there just wasn't an opportunity to go.
No, there wasn't. No, that's what I said about myself. There was five in the family, and we just didn't have the money. And I just couldn't see any way, you know. And I had an older sister.